The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. The city sent on the mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must be shining before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord
Jesus. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Anthony. Many people ask for favors from him. Many, many things. You lose things, you ask him. You know, St. Anthony was first he joined the Augustinian. But then he heard about the story of the Franciscans being persecuted in Morocco. So he decides to also be another Franciscan. So he joined the Franciscans so that he can go to Africa to be martyr, to be martyr. But God's will is another thing. He'd be a good preacher in France, in Italy. He is a Portuguese, but we're all most of the time in France and Italy. He's beloved by all the people because he's very good sound teaching. And St. Anthony is one to be in our church, you know, in Hong Kong at least. We know St. Anthony much better than other saints because he is the one who gives favor to the people who ask for lost things, love. That's the things we remember him. But most important that he teaches us the right thing that put God in the first place in our life. It is most important. His life is very simple. I went to Padua also. When I was young, I went to Padua and also visit his tomb. And very simple thing. Franciscan is simple, simplicity. But it's important that we learn from St. Anthony. He's always opened his heart for people. That's why people love him so much. He's not always preaching. His life. He gives light to the world. How he lives, it attracts people. So this is today the same gospel. You are the lights of the world. When people see you, if you live in Christ, they will see Christ in you. It's not you teach, Christ teach, but you be another Christ. That's most important. They might not understand what you're doing. It's not important. It's more important that you live in the spirit of Christ. Unconditional love, being first one to love, and that people will understand what the teaching of Christ is.